USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The coronavirus vaccine manufactured by Pfizer is expected to receive an emergency use authorization this week from the Food and Drug Administration. The head of Operation Warp Speed believes that we could begin to see the vaccine's effect on COVID deaths as soon as January. Dr. Mansif Slawi tells CNN that all healthcare workers and those living in long-term care facilities should be able to be vaccinated by January, with the entire high-risk population in the country immunized by March.
There are, of course, many other people, unfortunately, that have comorbidities that live outside of care facilities, that it will take more time to immunize them. By the middle of the month of March, we should have really covered most of the highly susceptible population, about 100 million people.
According to new data from the COVID tracking project, 101,487 Americans were hospitalized with the disease as of Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The eyes of the political world were on Georgia Sunday night as Senator Kelly Loeffler and her challenger Raphael Warnock squared off in a debate ahead of their runoff election. The Republican incumbent framed the entire election as a battle between the American dream and socialism.
You can see what's at stake. There are two visions for our country. Mine, the American dream. My opponent, socialism. This is what's on the ballot. January 5th, the American dream. I was born and raised on a farm. I grew up working in the fields. I built my career. I became a job creator right here in Georgia. And I have been blessed to live the American dream. But Chuck Schumer said it best. Now we take Georgia, then we change America. They would increase our taxes, open our borders, socialize our health care. And my opponent, radical liberal Raphael Warnock, is his agent of change.
The balance of the Senate is at stake in the two runoffs in Georgia, with a 50-50 split between the parties a possible outcome. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A new stay-at-home order in California is getting some pushback from some of the state's sheriffs. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
As California locks down again, the pushback is greater than ever. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco calls out Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom.
The dictatorial attitude toward California residents while dining in luxury, traveling, keeping his business open, and sending his kids to in-person private schools is very telling about his attitude toward California residents, his feelings about the virus, and it is extremely hypocritical. These closures and stay-at-home orders are flat-out ridiculous. The metrics used for closures are unbelievably faulty and are not representative of true numbers and are disastrous for Riverside County. When the medical field is so split about this virus, it might be time to employ a little common sense.
Sheriff Chad Bianco says he's instructed the department not to enforce lockdown violations. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Hundreds of protesters seeking the removal of Belarus's longtime authoritarian leader were arrested Sunday in the country's capital. More than 300 people were arrested as protesters took to the streets of Minsk to protest President Alexander Lukashenko's sixth term, which he won in an election many saw as rigged. The protesters were out for the 18th straight weekend. Authorities have been cracking down on protests across the country, which has also included the detention of journalists. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.